AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Yo, what's up? You know who it is. It's DJ Scream, and we've all been there before. A weekend trip to the casino canceled because real life came calling. Well, MyBookie's new and improved online casino is here to change the game. You can dive into a truly realistic casino experience featuring the latest in slots, jackpots, live dealer action, and all from the comfort of your own home. Your adventure at MyBookie Casino begins today with a generous sign-up bonus using promo code BIGFACTS. That's promo code BIGFACTS to secure yourself a sweet deposit bonus. And that's not all, because MyBookie Casino's revamped loyalty program ensures that you'll be showered with rewards, including free spins, cashback offers, and a host of exclusive VIP perks. The more you play, the more you win. Play anytime, anywhere with MyBookie Casino. And make sure you use our promo code BIGFACTS.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Bad ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
You know what it is? It's DJ Scream. Big Bang is here. Baby Jade is here. It's team Big Facts. It's time for another Big Facts Extra. The streets asked for it, so you know we got to deliver. What's going on, peoples? What's popping on this beautiful
what's
day?
What's happening?
Everything good?
Everything is fan-fucking-tastic.
What's on your mind? What's on your heart, Jay? You walked in with that look like you got something on your mind, on your heart. Like, let's
so, I know that, like, we probably exhausted the whole, like, real nigga topic and, you know what I'm saying, all that shit. But I just wanted to say that I feel like, in my personal opinion, that there's no such thing as a real nigga anymore. Or, like, I can go so far as to say that I feel like real niggas are extinct because niggas don't respect anymore.
Huh? Niggas don't respect real niggas, what you saying?
No, I feel like because it's like...
Is it real? Okay, real quick, my bad. Is it niggas don't respect or they don't have respect?
No, niggas don't respect. What I mean by that is like, okay... You know how, like, and it ain't even got to be, like, strictly, like, closed in to snitching or, you know what I'm saying, no shit like that. It was, like, just, like, okay, how now, like, when niggas do anything, when street niggas, let me clarify that, because we're not talking about civilians. Mm-hmm. When street niggas do anything that's undesirable, whether it be fucking snitching or fucking like anything that is not okay, like rape or, you know what I'm saying, some shit like that, not trying to minimalize that or anything, but it's like almost to the point where it's like, okay, depending on what his financial situation is, or depending on, you know, like what the nigga has going on, people are willing to quote unquote overlook it and, you know, continue on with life. Mm-hmm. When 15 years ago, or back in the day, 15, 20 years ago or whatever, like if a nigga did even half of some of the shit that these niggas are accused of or have committed, you know what I'm saying? It wouldn't even have to be a nigga that's ousting him from the community. It'll be a nigga's grandma with a belt whooping his ass out of the community. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like the respect level isn't there. And even like when it comes to like these young niggas, right? Like back in the day, it was a thing where, like, you know, there was like a chain of command or a pecking order in the hood, or, you know, in the streets, to where you got like the OGs, the niggas that had gotten their stripes, who had done everything that needed to be done to gain and earn their respect. You know, they give back to the community, but you also know that, like, they're not going for nothing at all. But at the end of the day, they were still, like, enlightening the young niggas and showing them the right way to go. Like, okay, they were safe. They were at the top. You know, you had the fucking underboss OG niggas that were, like, you know, 30s, whatever, you know, that were right up under the OGs, that were still learning, still going about their way, and, you know, on the way to being an OG. And then you had the young niggas that were just jumping off the porch, still learning from the middle age and the real OGs about how to navigate through life in a respectable manner and still hustle and get their money. But it's like now it's gotten to the point where, like, you might have a young nigga that'll fucking go and, like, smoke a quote-unquote OG. Like, not even for any kind of reason at all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, before, like, back in the day, like, you had to have permission to fucking do something to a made man. Mm-hmm. But it's like, now, it's kind of like wild, wild west in the streets. And it's not even about nothing. Like, it's not about no money. It's not about, you know, like, moving up in the pecking order because you're trying to become the man next to the man or no shit like that. It's just because you have a gun and you fucking feel disrespected and want to use it.
I think people, self-hate resonates more towards others now more than ever. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when you say, like, the thing about respect, it's kind of just like, man, if it's because if you don't love yourself, you can't love nobody else, right? That's facts. Just basic information. But facts. Now it's kind of just like, man, I hate myself so much. I hate. It's like the hate is at a hard time. I just hate everything.
Fuck the world.
I don't have a regard for anything. Right. I don't have a regard for anyone. I don't have a regard for anybody's family. Fuck everybody. So I just think that I don't know why it happened, but it's elevated now. Like.
Right.
It used to be like if a nigga hate himself, he kind of in his own corner. I hate myself. He depressed. He on drugs. Whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of like inward. Not to say they wouldn't go do some bullshit. But now it's kind of like, I don't care what you got to lose. I ain't got nothing to lose. And I just kind of think that's where we at right now. But I guess the question becomes, how do we get there? And what we always kind of talk about is that shit going to change? Can it get better?
Nah, the OGs don't start doing to my whole ass shit. So the young niggas can't really, I mean, I can't respect you just because you're old, nigga. How the young niggas looking at it? Like, this shit didn't start with this generation. It started our generation. Like, old nigga, now you smoke crack now. I used to look up to you, bro. You disappointed me. So it's really like, fuck you. That's how niggas start doing it.
You don't think there's never been no situations, and they might be rare, where it's just somewhat innocent, just hate innocence?
Oh, nah, for sure.
Like, solid niggas that just got taken out. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Nah, you get categorized. What do you call it?
Categorized.
Yeah, you get categorized. Like, man, he old niggas some hoe. Mm.
Right. You
know what I'm saying? Yeah, but then to old niggas spank some. You know what I'm saying? It get categorized. Like, the young niggas go looking at it like, man, my old niggas ain't shit. These niggas ain't talking. And then young niggas the one got the money.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, different type of money than the old niggas was getting. You know what I'm saying? These niggas got their money, got out the way. But young nigga having a lot of money, like, especially with the rap shit and all that shit, like, young nigga, so the old nigga turned into the little homies or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And that shit just...
You don't think, though, like, having the money is amazing, right, if you're a young nigga. Salute to you for figuring out how to get the money. But don't you think that money go further, and we ain't talking about just financially, don't you think that money go further in life with guidance?
But you can't guide me when you ain't got none. How you gonna guide me?
About the money
part. Nigga feel like,
you know what I'm saying? A nigga might teach you how to move, how to not fuck up all the money.
Niggas feel like they got the money, they making their rules. They making their own rules. We rewriting the rules. I'm telling you how niggas think.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear nothing you got to say, bro. Get your ass out my face. You don't know nothing.
You saying that's what it is? You ain't saying you agree with that?
I don't agree with it. I'm saying hell no, because a nigga, I learn shit from everybody. I learn shit from bombs. I learn shit from prostitutes. I learn shit from everybody because at the end of the day, I'm learning what not to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I could have got myself to a certain status, but that don't mean I can't hear what you went through and it can't help me. You know what I'm saying? But niggas ain't, man, it's just, like she said, respect just gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got all mine from my grandma, people like that. Like, but niggas ain't respecting no nigga, man. And then, like I said, the old niggas start doing to my whole ass shit. Like, damn, you'll do that? Like, I can... Hey, OG, go to the store right quick. Like, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, give me the key, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, just little shit. Yeah. It make niggas lose, you know what I'm saying? Like,
lose faith in the old nigga hierarchy.
Yeah, it's like,
shit,
man,
yeah,
come on, man. Like, niggas, man, that shit. And then, for one, it just take the qualifications of being a real nigga is too high. You know what real niggas is these days? Satisfy everybody. That's what being a real nigga is. It's like, real ain't what it used to be. Okay, as long as you stand on your codes and your morals or what it is, you don't tell nobody, you don't goddamn go do no woot, 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 woot. You stand on what the codes. It has been rewritten of what real nigga is now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Real nigga these days mean let somebody take advantage of you. Mm-hmm. If not, then, okay, you Hollywood or whatever. You get what I'm saying? It's like everything has been remixed. So we see it all day and try to figure out what it is. It's impossible because it's... To everybody else, they got their own. Everybody got their own definition of what real is. Everybody got their own definition of what fake is.
Right. Is it so? When a OG per se say staying out the way, is the way for the person. That's their survival. You know what I'm saying? But is staying out the way taking the kind of like the wisdom away from the streets?
Ain't no wisdom. They making their own rules. Ain't no wisdom.
They not listening.
Like, ain't nobody
that's what
following.
You're saying, they not
listening. Because you got to think about it. And I kind of understand that part of it because at the end of the day, it's just like you trying to tell a nigga how to get money. You know how to get money then. You need to get a different type of money. How you going to tell me how to get money in the millennium? You ain't get no money in millennium, OG. You got money in Freaknik and all that shit.
Yeah.
Their money different. They showing niggas is getting, niggas don't even want no million no more. They want billions. You get what I'm saying? So you can't tell me how to do that. Jay-Z can.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That kind of OG can, but an OG that just know the streets can't tell me how to do certain shit. So them niggas don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
And they don't give a fuck about street rule because niggas ain't really in the streets. They on the internet.
Yeah.
Can you tell me how to go viral so I can get me some viral, some likes? That what these niggas want to know. They don't want to know how to goddamn be solid. Fuck real. They don't want to know how to be solid.
So if you're on the other end of that, a 20 year old nigga, right? Shit, in 8 years that nigga gonna be considered old. Is your smart plan as a 20 year old nigga, if you getting money, to plan for the age 28, 29 and get out the way before just get ahead of it? Because at some point that young nigga is gonna go through the same shit that these OGs is going through. They gonna go through the same shit, right? It's gonna be another young nigga.
If he 20, he already going through it from the 15 to 16. Oh, these niggas jumping out of port,
right?
You already considered an old nigga to some young nigga.
Yeah. So it just go all the way down to fucking 8 year olds.
Yeah, like, man, this shit just different out here. I never seen nothing like it, but at the end of the day, like I said, just stay out of the way. But anyway, still handling your business, but stay out of the young nigga way, let them do what they do and try to fuck with the ones that wanna know what you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they can add it with what they know and what they learning in the millennium.
That's
you know what I'm saying? Other than that, you can't force nothing on no nigga, bro. And my whole thing is, I don't like to sound like I be preaching to these niggas. I'm just, if you want to goddamn hear something from me, just hear me talk about me. You know what I'm saying? Hear me talk about how I'm switching it up, how I'm trying to do this, how I'm trying to do this. Just watch me. You know what I'm saying? Living proof of what God can do. That's all I can tell a nigga. Like, bro, I can't tell you what to do for you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They tell you what to do for me. And if and that shit inspire you, I hope it do. I ain't trying to preach to these niggas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They said they need answers. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You sit down and think about it and use your mind, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. Because at the end of the day, everybody got their own path. I think that what this generation figured out. Like, shit, bro, it worked for y'all, like not work for us.
Mm-hmm.
How do you nigga look at it? Like,
it is
like,
some shit in life that work across the board.
Respect.
That's what I'm saying. Respect.
Like, respect, gratitude, and things like that.
That's what I'm saying.
That shit out the door right now.
That's not good.
Hell no, nah, it ain't.
That's not good.
Hell no, nah, but it has to be instilled, though, from very, very, like, say, excuse me,
that's
boy.
What we're missing.
Right,
I
that's
think
what
that's
we're exactly.
missing
that's,
from the beginning.
Yeah,
like
from the very, say, excuse me, boy, instead mm-hmm. of goddamn, tell him, fuck him. You know what I'm saying? Like, your mom and your kid, you would like, that shit became cute over the last, what, 20 years?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tell him, fuck him.
Yeah.
Like, shoot a bird at him type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we all done did that. We all done been victims of that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, done told kids is, man, tell a nigga, fuck him, little buddy. Like, whatever. Just thinking that shit cute, but it's still, all you doing is instilling that in them.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of back in the day, like, hey, don't you see us in here talking?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, now the kids walk in the room and be like, hey, my age is regular. But you down there get your face bust, but you walk in the room and say something while nigga talking.
Right.
Yeah. And we ain't even had to really say nothing, nigga. Boy, you can't even be in the room, nigga, that look like. Yeah, but stand by the door and ill hustle.
Yeah.
You peep your head around that corner. You been ain't let a motherfucker let my grandma smell you. But I been I ain't smell your head, boy, in my business. That shit different, bro. Each day we do and say anything in front of kids. And you know, it's been going on for a long time, bro.
We ain't going back to all that. I don't think. Unless I should say that, you know, it's the crazy thing is that people, whoever they may be, not even just music people, some people do have influence, so maybe we will.
Like I say, we can't blame this generation for how it turned out, because it started somewhere, and it started with
prior
our
generation. Yep.
Real shit started us because our parents was the fiends, and we was the hustlers, if that makes sense what I'm saying. So we were neglected because they was our fiends. So we wanted to hustle and give our kids everything that we didn't get and spoil them to get them the entitlement. Now that's what we living in, the entitlement world right now.
Mm-hmm. You think like young niggas like lack the fear of any consequence?
Oh no,
like,
that's over with. You need to think they can come back again. Y'all need to feel like they could die and come back. Like what them games that they be playing?
Video games.
Yeah, what's the name of shit? Call of Duty. Them niggas feel like they can come back.
Got another man.
Yeah, real shit.
Yeah.
And these niggas don't give a fuck.
So the consequence of death, fuck it. The consequence of incarceration, fuck it. So there's no consequence that, there's no consequence that can put any fear in that type of person.
My grandma used to tell me all the time, you ain't gonna never be able to satisfy the streets, no matter what you do. You can make $1 billion, get out the street, and change your life. I'm like, that nigga hoe now, that nigga change. Like a nigga out here getting healthy, like, just trying to get healthy, goddamn, going vegan, whatever. I tell my kid that, live with him, be like, oh, he think he Dr. Sebi now. You know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying, Jay? You can't believe people, bro. They're just the mindset of it, like you doing some lame shit because you're a vegan. Like, oh, this nigga, all these niggas don't eat meat now. Like, damn, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
am
real
I
shit.
Bothering you?
Yeah, nah, but I'm saying, like, but I got to think, I think about it like that because I used to be the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if we look at everything that's positive and the negative, that shit crazy, bro.
Yeah, man. And I think that's why you gotta start to create your bubble or your island of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the only way. You know, you got the people you love, but at the end of the day, like, sometimes the reality is as you rise, shit, some of the people that you love, you know, you might become distant with. That's just a reality. So, damn, that's crazy. So. Young niggas, OG, damn, that's a lot to digest. That's a lot to digest. What do you think happens when, we kind of spoke about it, what do you think happens when a young nigga actually is willing to just hear some wisdom out? Like, do you think that that's the formula for some of the successful young niggas that we see?
Like, a young nigga that's willing to listen?
Just willing to hear them out. Like, not say they're going to go listen to an older nigga and do whatever he say. But they just willing to watch Big Facts and just listen and peep.
If you can get a young nigga to
game.
Listen, that's like, that's half the battle won right there.
Because
that's like part of the problem. Like, these niggas don't feel like anybody is qualified enough to tell them anything. So, like, if you're able to break down that barrier and get a nigga to listen, whether it's you being in his face or whether he goes home at night and listens on his own time, you know what I'm saying? And he's tapped in enough to be able to pay attention. Like, I feel like I said, like, that's half the battle won right there. For real.
So you gotta be able to, it would be good for some of the young niggas to have the willingness to listen and at least hear out some of that wisdom. Damn.
Nobody don't want to hear that from no nigga who ain't doing that. What you doing? Like, that what shit cancels now? Out, bro.
Yeah.
You could have been goddamn El Chapo, man. You young nigga don't give a fuck about that. Bro, what you doing now, OG?
Yeah, today.
I don't care about that. Fuck all that. You don't know that shit don't work these days. That young nigga tell you.
Yeah.
Shit you talking about don't work these days.
Yeah.
Real shit, though.
So the streets is in an anarchy. That's basically what I'm getting from it. It's like the streets, the culture of the streets is in an anarchy.
That shit over.
Don't know.
Shit over. I told you that screen. What year that was I came and did the interview with you?
2020.
Yeah, I said that then. Like, bro, that shit over with, bro. Niggas better get smart and get out that shit. That's why it ain't nothing but a bunch of carjacking and all that, because the hustle part of it, damn near gone. You got a few here and there hustlers, but that shit gone. Niggas want that shit right now.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I get it. I understand it totally, but I don't respect that shit. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I don't respect it, but I get it totally. And I see, because the temperature of the streets is what it is. It's like what the dog eat dog world. Like, it is what it is. And then, don't know, nigga, these days, you know, you could, that boo gang used to kind of work like, what? Because a nigga done did something. I seen you whoop one nigga ass, now I know you can fight, so now you just talk loud and goddamn. I seen you shoot one nigga in the ass. Nah, buddy. now the killer want to kill the killers. You know what I'm saying? You might have goddamn 3-4 killers in the whole town, like, everybody know he crazy, leave him alone. Now the killers want to kill the killers. Like, fuck all that. I want to kill the nigga who's killing everybody.
Toxic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just,
what was that term Jeezy used when you was here?
They want that stain.
What was that term Jeezy used? Trauma bonding.
Yeah. Nah, these niggas ain't bonding at all. Ain't no bond, but bond. Nigga, shit.
Yeah, that shit look good.
Niggas trying to goddamn. I don't know, Scream.
Yeah. Well, nah, it ain't shit. At the end of the day, it ain't that. It's on our shoulders to solve these problems. But, you know, what we do here is just create communication. Because you do got, you know the crazy thing? A lot of the young niggas is shut out. But you do got some good young niggas that won't help. They just don't. The majority of who they around on a day-to-day basis is somebody that's like, this is what we own and this is how you serve it. This is the climate of it, right? But it's some young niggas, even if they don't say it out their mouth or they don't show it, it's like, in their heart, they like, man, I really want to see another way.
But the thing about it is, nah, you're totally right about that. And the thing about it is like, you just got to lead by example. These niggas don't want to hear no talk.
Yeah.
They just want to see it, and then they'll start studying you on their own. They don't want to seem like we need help. You know what I'm saying? So what you got to do, you got to be. That's why I ain't going to do it the preaching shit. I'm going to say my little shit, do what I do, and hopefully niggas can catch something off, pick it up off the ground. But they ain't even got to say they got it from me. You know what I'm saying? Just hopefully you pick up what I'm putting down. That's it.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to goddamn get no award from you for that. If something I went through, or I tell you how I was thinking, and I was thinking stupid when I did this, it can help you, cool. You know what I'm saying? That's what niggas want. Niggas want to feel like this is the damn time of the made man. Niggas want to feel like they made themselves. Ain't no nigga told me shit. I figured this shit out myself.
Self-made, yo.
You know what I'm saying? But niggas is studying certain niggas that they respect, and they, you know what I'm saying, they feel like they can learn from, but they'll never, this is a pride stage.
They'll never give that credit.
Nah. You know what I'm saying? Some of them will, but most of them ain't. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of them, they listening. But if it don't apply, they let it fly.
Shit, that's all of us, though.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to hear no shit that don't apply to me.
Exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely. Nah, that's what it is, man. Any final words? Any game of motivation? Mm-mm. Baby Jade?
You ain't gonna be able to plead these streets, man.
Yeah.
You can got down. Like I said, you be El Chapo. As soon as you got down, say, I'm out, I'm through, I'm smart now. But you a bitch. Just how these street feel. But you better not do nothing.
They don't respect the respect. Like, you could have lived all your life, did all this shit, and then a nigga somewhere thinks he's bigger than you, gonna come at you because he feels like he's more relevant at the time, or, you know what I'm saying, whatever's going on, or he, this one thing that he did was more than the shit that you did for the last 50 years or whatever. Like,
but that's just how this shit is. What you call it when you set some of the domesticated, right? Ain't that a word?
Design.
That's how this shit is designed. It's like, I ain't gonna be the top boss unless I fight Floyd or unless I fight Tank. So that's how niggas looking at this shit in the streets.
Like, shit, niggas don't understand this shit. You gotta, in order to be able to prepare yourself to fight Floyd and effectively beat him, you have to go through the Devin Haney's and the Gervonta's and the Canelo's.
I
leave
niggas feel like they done ran through all them niggas. Now ain't my time to see what OG talking about.
Yeah, but the other thing, another thing you got to realize is, shit, it ain't but one Floyd.
Oh, no, but a lot of niggas try to climb that tree and got them niggas to make it up. But I'm just saying, that but sometimes it has to happen.
Yeah, that shit can happen with a lot of consequences, boy. Like,
bro, these niggas don't give a fuck about
consequences. Yeah, because they don't give a fuck about the consequences.
Yeah, hell nah. This what it is. Like, man, I don't give a fuck how it go. 50-50 rule, bro. 50% chance I might make it, 50% chance I don't, but I'm finna take my chance. What else I'm finna do?
To the young niggas out there, can't please the streets. To the OGs out there, work on your bubble. Real shit.
Yeah.
Shit, everybody work on their bubble. I think that's what them niggas doing. I think that's what the youngin' doing. They working on their bubble. They feel like, bro, I'm finna figure this shit out on my own.
But, okay, I ain't trying to stretch it out. Ain't it a little bit foolish?
When we young, we want to figure out on our own. We all been there. Yeah. You got to see your own way. You don't want to live and nobody else, you know, offer nobody else shit. But, man, if you got a little bit of a cheat code, let's just take it to white people.
But
they don't try to do that shit all the time. I'm 18. My goddamn daddy was whoever Trump. I'm going to take what whoever Trump do, and I'm going to be Trump. You see what I'm saying? Like,
but figuring out on your own don't mean you're not studying or you're not listening to nobody.
True.
Like, at the end of the day, you might feel like screaming that I need to read a goddamn a financial book, but I want to read a self-help book.
Yeah.
So I'm figuring out on my own, but I'm still getting help.
But
the help that I want.
Yeah, but if you let's take a hood and an OG in the hood, and the OG might see something in one young nigga, like one day this nigga gonna be the nigga in the hood that's gonna help the hood or whatever the case is, right?
Right.
Can there be a loyalty from the young nigga just to support the OG to his time to be wise enough to really run that hood?
If he see the same thing in the OG that the OG see in him, yeah,
you're right.
But if I see, come on, OG, I seen you do some whole shit.
Yeah.
I can't see that in you. Fuck,
yeah,
you
fuck
need
you.
To go.
I'm ready now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to go. You should need to get the fuck
you.
On. You a bitch.
I got
that's
you.
Just how these niggas do. They like, you can't, one thing about it, you can't get, and these niggas going off hearsay, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't, like we just saying before we got on shit, you can't create your opinion off another person's opinion to me.
Yeah.
You shouldn't. Like, you shouldn't.
If before I meet, I think we said this a long time ago in one of the interviews, y'all were like, you can't, if somebody's name I have fucked up, could you do business with them? Y'all remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I could, because at the end of the day, I don't know y'all's situation.
Right. It could be different, yeah.
I don't know what you and Screen had going on, so if Screen saying, man, Jade ain't right, okay, she probably wasn't right with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what y'all went through. I don't know. You could be telling me that, but she could have saw you trying to pull one, but pulled one for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how the situation went.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I got to see on my own. But then when I start testing out, I'm looking to see, because you already done told me. But I'm finna form my own opinion through our business.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that shit happens all the time. Like, you know how many people that feels like, fuck you, just off another nigga opinion?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that's what's going on. Like, and any same young nigga, I could be the OG to feel like, oh, I'm finna fuck with the young nigga. But it could be a pussy-ass nigga who hoe I done fucked anything. Mm-hmm. Man, y'all don't need to be around them nigga. You know,
mm-hmm.
And then that y'all done formed this opinion, I'm just gonna not fuck with none of you niggas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you right.
Trying to earn brownie points. Niggas are trying to earn brownie points because they don't want to see you and the young nigga be great or you and this person be great.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit crazy. I was just saying this shit the other day on the phone. I was like, you got to watch people who are always trying to tell you who not to fuck with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
Nigga be like, don't fuck with them. Sometimes motherfuckers be scared for you to receive some real love, so they expose their love is fake.
Mm-hmm. And they know that they can't fuck with this person, so they're trying to keep you from fucking with them and going up like they really want to go up because they're not capable of fucking with
this person. That's true, but you ain't catch that what I just put down, though. Like, a motherfucker or try to keep you to they self so you won't receive what real love feel like.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So it's like, if I keep saying, fuck them, Jay, you don't need to be around them. I'm telling you, Jay, you need to be more like this so people can be drawn to you.
Because
I love you genuinely, so I want everybody to love you the way I do. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna tell you, nah, don't fuck with these folk, because they not gonna make you feel a way that I've never made you feel because I genuinely love you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you go around some more motherfucker. Like I say, you go find a real friend, then your real friend start looking different. That shit crazy, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you go find you a real friend, then your real friend go looking like, damn, this what a friend supposed to feel like? Because this don't feel like no friend over here.
Right.
Yep.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Because now I see what friends do. They check on me. They this, they that. They got down, you ate, you this, you that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, my friend don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
But you tell me these folks ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because you ain't right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a part of life.
Real shit. Motherfucker be trying to keep you away, keep your light dim.
Yeah.
So they won't get blinded by it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Real shit.
Mm-hmm. Or to match theirs. Shit. Match their light. There it is, www.bigfaxpod.com. Another Big Facts Extra for the streets. We hope y'all enjoyed that. Salute.
Polluted.
the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good at your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder Colab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.